Module 10, Recording 6, Part 2.
His first escape came when the train he was travelling on fell into an icy river. He managed to swim to the riverbank with only a broken arm. A year later, as he was travelling on a DC-8 aeroplane, a door flew open and Selak fell out of the aircraft. Fortunately, Mr. Selak landed safely with only cuts and bruises. 3 years later, he had to swim for his life again, this time after the bus he was travelling in left the road and fell into a river. Accident number 4 came when his car caught fire while he was driving along the motorway. He escaped seconds before the petrol tank exploded. "You could look at it two ways," he says. "I was either the world's luckiest man or the unluckiest. I prefer to believe the second one." But the accidents weren't over yet. Number 5 came when his car again caught fire and he lost most of his hair. Then a bus hit him, but once again his injuries were not serious. The following year he was driving in the mountains when he saw a truck coming straight for him. His car crashed through the barrier and over the edge. Mr. Selak jumped out at the last minute and landed in a tree. Moments later, he saw his car explode 100 meters below him. His luck was no better in his love life. Mr. Selak has been married and divorced 4 times. "I suppose my marriages were disasters too," he said. But fate had not quite finished with Mr. Selak. At the age of 74, he bought a lottery ticket for the first time in 30 years. Mr. Selak won £600,000. He is now planning to buy a house, a car, a speedboat, and marry his girlfriend, who is 20 years younger than him. "I'm going to enjoy my life now. I feel like I have been reborn. I know someone was watching me all those years," he says.